This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
The clock is ticking on our current tax rates. What moves should you be thinking about making to help take advantage of low tax rates before they are gone? We're going to talk about that today. Also, later on, the impact of inflation. And we're going to play Would You Rather, a financial edition. This is Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman, along with Scott McLean. Scott,
what's
great
up?
To be
what's
here
up? What's
with
up,
you,
Alex?
My friend. Yes, it is great to have you here. And you know what? It's hard to believe 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, now 6 years old, now just a few years away from when those tax cuts are set to expire at the end of 2025. What do you think about that, Scott?
It's definitely going to make a big left hook for somebody's wallet. You want to pay attention as I think about the tax returns and the tax rates. The evolution of tax rates was that 2013 was around 4%. And of course, 1945, it was 94%. The World War II was ending. Of course, for us young people listening right now, people my age in retirement or heading into retirement, it was 1981. Alex, 1981, you weren't even born probably. And I think if President Reagan became president and the market dropped 20%, trickle-down economics came, but the tax rate was 69%, the highest tax rate. So we're in a very good sweet spot right now, Alex, and for those of you listening, the question is, what are you doing about maybe paying attention to the tax return as it relates to your investments? And so, Alex, a great show we have for people. I hope you guys really share this and listen up, because this is a very, very critical time when you do your taxes and pay attention to the details.
Yeah, for sure. And if you have questions, you can call Scott at 609-488-4646. The number 609-488-4646. So what kind of questions do people generally have about taxes and impacting their retirement? I know it's not the funnest thing to talk about when we're coming to retirement planning, but it is probably one of the most important.
You know, that it is the most important. I believe when you're looking at somebody's portfolio, obviously the challenge is, where's the best place to money? Where can we really maximize their returns? Because, of course, taxes eat away returns when you're pulling money out. And you have people that are pulling money out from the wrong places, which is why they're your advisor. If you have an advisor, I hope you guys listening to me right now, and you lovely ladies, when you take money out of your accounts, what accounts do you take them from? What accounts do you buy if you want to invest? What accounts do you sell? If you're in retirement and not working, well, should you do Roth conversions? And the tax return is the good tool to make those decisions, Alex.
And Scott, what's so different for how we're going to be paying taxes in retirement compared to during our working years? I mean, why do we have to frame it up so much differently in our mind?
Well, I mean, working years, obviously, Alex, you know, you look at your paycheck, and as my daughter looks at her paycheck, she goes, Dad, where's all this money going? That's a FICA, FUCA tax, Social Security tax. That's off the table when you go into retirement. So when you're planning for retirement and you're saying, okay, how much do I need? Do I have enough to live? The number one fear today is, do I have enough to live so I don't outlive my money? And the tax return is a good tool to utilize and answer those questions. So one of the areas as we speak about is, how do we reduce our taxes? And I do that in one of our seminars. We have several seminars coming up throughout the year, and we talk about the tax rates and how it does affect people. Alex, I hope people are paying attention to that, because the federal tax rates, you know, they got to keep taxing us. They're going to keep taxing us, whether you're Republican or Democrat. We're going to leave that on the side. We're going to talk about, no one, I don't care who you are, likes to pay excessive taxes. And I think that's a real challenge today. So again, the federal income tax rate now, lowest time of our life right now. Question is, where is it going?
If you have questions, you can call Scott at 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. Financial insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity. And, you know, we're talking about taxes. Let's make this a little bit more fun. What about ways that we can maybe have some existing opportunities to save on taxes in retirement? I know there's some things we can do pre-planning and maybe some things in retirement to save on those taxes.
So if you're heading into retirement versus in retirement, for those of you about to pull the trigger and say, I'm going into retirement, well, one of the strategies we're having our lovely people that come in and meet with us, or they call the radio show. Alex, I think you've got a lot of people calling in. You got a lot of questions today. One of the questions I get is, Scott, what should we do now versus when we retire? Number one, they might want to really crank up and live on their income now, the income they want to live on, crank up their savings, maybe fully fund their 401k, IRAs, as much as they can. If they have a spouse that's not working, we'll do a spousal IRA. Put as much money as you can away for this year. Maybe use money that's like in the bank, or like we call that non-qualified money, taxed much differently. When we look at the tax returns tells us about the short-term capital gains versus long-term capital gains. And looking at the tax returns, the question is, how are you going to pull money out for those in retirement right now? How are you pulling money out? Are you taking from the short-term capital gains? That's going to be whacking you at a 100% tax rate versus long-term capital gains, which is a nice reduction of taxes. And whether you're receiving dividend income from dividends, from investments, that's wonderful, versus maybe you're receiving income pulling out of annuities. Annuities are original, or they call it an ordinary tax. So be very careful when you're structuring your retirement. Those of you that are in retirement, you're structuring how do you pull money out. So again, for those of you right now that are planning on retiring, let's say this year, 2023 or 2024, when people come in to visit with us, please bring your tax return. I would say bring 2 years of tax returns, Alex. I'm sure their advisor asks them to look at the tax return once a year. But if they don't, they're leaving a piece of their entire picture out. And that is looking at a skewed picture. So if your advisor is not looking at that, perhaps you're not getting the full 100% advice that you need.
Well, and that's
again, taxes is critical, Alex.
Yeah, and that's a great point, Scott. Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646, just add a .com at the end. But you mentioned getting that second opinion, and also this really speaks to just getting that opinion maybe earlier than maybe you thought you needed it, because I know you probably run into this a lot where people are just coming up to you at the 11th hour. What can I do here about the taxes? And a lot of this stuff is, well, you know, we can maybe do something, but what do they say? The best time to plant a tree is, you know, a long time ago or today, but hopefully a long time ago when it comes to taxes, we thought about this.
Well, the taxes, Alex, and I'm glad you kind of hit that on the head, planting a tree. The planting of the tree would be your Social Security. You've been paying into Social Security so long, and now that if you're not working, you're not paying into it. Now you're about to say, Scott, when do I turn it on? The number one decision of the most money I can get out of Social Security versus the second most important decision could be hundreds of thousands of dollars over one's lifetime, that wrong decision. So please don't listen to the naysayers, your friends, your relatives, your next door neighbor. Look at the numbers, crunch numbers for you. It's not a cookie cutter system. But now how we tie in taxes, Alex, is that if you're receiving Social Security, it was supposed to be developed for tax-free, 100%. Then the laws changed twice by the Democrats and Republicans. First, it was 50% by the Democrats. Thank you very much. And so now your Social Security can be taxed up to 50%. And then, of course, the Republicans had to add their fuel to the fire and change it to 85%. So imagine today you're about to retire. Your Social Security is $2,000 a month. And all of a sudden, when you look at the tax return and you find out you've got other sources of income, you could have to, if you're receiving $2,000, well, a portion of that, up to 85% of that $2,000 a month, will be added to the tax return. And this is what people are amazed. They don't aware, are not aware of the left hook. I call it the Muhammad Ali, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Well, this is a sting. It could be more like a canker sore or something. It could be disastrous. So pay attention when you're heading into retirement or you're about to turn Social Security on. How much is your Social Security going to be taxed? And how can we reduce that tax? And how can we reduce it? By pulling out of money from different investments that you have in your portfolio. That's a lot of information, Alex. But for those people who want some help, I talk about that in my seminars. I'll be having some more seminars this next few years on just this, because I believe, as you said from the very beginning of the show, here it is, 1913, where tax rates were minimal. And of course, it jumped very high, and now we're at a pretty good rate. Of course, the best rate when after Reagan jumped in was 1988 to 1991. But the question is, how is it going to affect you? Forget about history. How does it affect you? That's what each one of you are saying, listening to the radio right now. That's what you're asking yourself. How will my retirement look, and how much will I be taxed? This is important for your financial advisor to bring this up. And by the way, Alex, let me help you out. What I find and what I've heard, and Alex, you brought this to me when you had a call in from one of our radio listeners, and when the call came in, there was the question is, how come I'm paying all these excessive taxes? Or one call came in and says, well, Scott, I'm paying less tax this year. Well, give you a hand. Let's give a shout out to you. The question is, why? Is it just this year only, or will it be continuous? How can you make your stream of income last for the rest of your life and pay less taxes, or keep your eye on taxes? Because I can only think, if you're on my side of the street, for most of you listening, it can only go up because we have such a huge, huge deficit.
And Scott, tell the folks again, if they want to get a hold of you, talk about taxes or anything, retirement, financial, how can they get a hold of you?
Give our studios a call right here in Waretown, New Jersey. Ask for Bonnie. She'll put you on my schedule. I'll talk to anybody. No cost, no obligation. Bring in your questions. I'll do my best to get back to you. We are really busy. It's tax season. And when it's tax season, it's absolutely out of control. But notwithstanding, I'd love to answer your question at 609-488-4646. By the way, you can get a hold of me. If you can't, Bonnie will make sure that happens. 609-488-4646. And if you got questions, the best thing I've ever was told by my father and some consultants I have, you know, in the middle of the night, you wake up and you have these nagging thoughts or financial questions. Write them down right then and there. Get that off your shoulders and on the phone. 609-488-4646. I'd love to help you if I can.
Hey, Scott, where do you learn to make a banana split?
Where do you learn to make a banana? Where?
Don't I mean, think I, too I, hard. I don't want to get a brain freeze. But a Sunday school.
Oh, dude, that's so old.
Oh, come on. That's bad.
I love it.
That's bad. All right, more very good things coming up.
Oh, you're making me crack.
Financial Insanity with Scott McClain. We're going to be talking impact of inflation, and later on we're going to be playing a financial edition of Would You Rather. We'll be right back.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McClain Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McClain. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
And when you pay down debt, you don't pay down the highest interest rate. The biggest mistake is you pay the highest interest rate card when you should do the snowball effect of paying down debt.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
No surprise, inflation emerging as a top concern for people preparing for retirement. CNBC saying 71% of retirement age investors worried inflation could have a negative impact on their savings. It's a fair and real concern. What do you think about it, Scott?
Reagan, 1980. Inflation is as violent as a mugger and frightening as an armed robber and as deadly as a hitman. I'll never forget that statement. Frankly, when I put it in my book, is trap number three on the three blind mice. You know, in inflation, we've just came out of a period of time when you're coming out of a period of time with low inflation. Money is flowing like the streams in the Hudson River. And it's almost amazing that now people, when you think about inflation, at first they don't feel it. It comes on very silently. And then, like a time bomb, it blows up. And we've seen that time and time again. I remember buying gas at the gas station. Many of you listening right now, I'm your age, probably you're like maybe a little bit older. The odd even days, remember that? I remember having, because my bad habit was water skiing, having to take the license plate off of a friend's car, stick it on their car just to go water skiing. I know that's probably wrong. I just had to make it happen. But inflation's like a thief in the night, and it shows up. And when it shows up, it could be totally, totally disastrous. I can't imagine people today on a fixed income, whether in retirement, and now they have to go buy some eggs. Instead of buying a dozen eggs, maybe they buy a half a dozen, or maybe they have to split meals. I feel it. I see it. I just feel for people. And man, if their investments are on the wrong spot, this could be a nightmare, especially if the stock market is dropping and then inflation's going up. You're getting a double whammy. I call it the Muhammad Ali left-right hook. And I think that's important. So, Alex, I'm not sure if you've ever studied Economics 101. I mean, heck, that class will put you to sleep faster than the strongest sleeping pills. But I think inflation, really, however, causes the biggest distortion. And why is it? The printing of money. They kept printing it. Everybody loves those checks, don't we? That free money. Well, free is now coming at a cost. Inflation, it's a deadly silent killer, the thief in the night.
You know, pandemic has had an effect on how people are preparing for retirement, how they think about it. And we had a poll here we looked at, personal capital poll conducted by Qualtrics. And it said one-third of the respondents there say the pandemic's convinced them that they'll need a larger nest egg for retirement. 36% saying the pandemic has lowered their anticipated standard of living. Are you seeing similar trends with people you're working with?
I am, especially for clients that we have. Luckily, we've been speaking about it. Doesn't mean we have the know-all, end-all answer. The question is we have to take maneuvers in the portfolio, perhaps shifting from the G, the growth investments, to the I, the income, living off the dividends and interest. Obviously, as the nest egg starts to dwindle, people are getting really, really nervous. And I did a workshop, Alex, just the last week, I think it was on a Thursday night. And I said, let's just flip the roles right now. You are the financial advisor. I'm your client. The stock market ate $100,000 of my money. In other words, the market went down. I lost $100,000. Do you want to call me? This is where I think in the financial industry, a lot of people are not calling their people. They're tucking their tail and hiding. And this is a time not to be really relaxed and tuck your head in the sand, because nothing else is exposed but your vitals. You got to be on the alert. And just today, meeting with the lovely client and his wife, beautiful people, and their advisor never called them in the past couple of years, maybe once a year. I'm not really educating. They said, we don't even know what we have. I think this is important. Now, when you throw inflation in the picture, mathematically, this could be totally disastrous. So again, really, really paying attention to what they have. And I think what's important, Alex, is this is not the time to set back when inflation is rampant? Heck, it's easier to print money than ever, which the government's doing, which they were, rather than issuing bonds, paying off debt. They just print money. I think what's happening, you're going to start seeing credit card debt escalate. You're going to see more violence, which unfortunately I don't want to talk about, but it could be getting worse. People are just want to cover their family. Inflation is a very, very, very disastrous, as I say in the beginning, a thief in the night, and people should be concerned about it, pay attention to it, and watch their money. Don't just go out and blow it.
If you have concerns, you have questions about inflation, anything else, you can call Scott. That number, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Now, people, if they're worried, they think they might need a bigger nest egg, whether it's the pandemic, inflation, whatever it is, it's got them thinking about it. What's the first step to really analyze and look at and see how am I doing?
Two areas. When you're looking at your portfolio, if you're out there right now, and give you some homework to look at, because regardless of what, inflation really causes distortions in your financial plan. And when you think about it, look at two areas. Number one, look at the bottom right-hand side of your portfolio. What's it at? Just today, I was looking at a portfolio of a client, and my goodness, it was, he came in, and him and this lovely lady, and the account's down almost $50,000. I said, when the advisor called you, what did they say? Well, they haven't called me yet. I said, well, it's been now several months. Have they called you in the past half a year? No, they haven't. So number one, pay attention to what the number is. On a quarterly basis, don't be over panicking, but if they're not calling you, get somebody there. Number two, look at the amount of units you have. So if you've got dividends to reinvest, you're building up more shares of stock. This could be a great thing. Maybe for people who want more income, maybe they turn on the dividends and don't touch the principal. In other words, don't touch the basis, the shares of stock. Just turn on the dividends to maybe help the inflation not be as challenging. For example, if I'm getting, let's say, a 5% dividend from a lovely preferred, or maybe REIT, BDC, MLP, some type of investment, and I'm getting that dividend, rather than reinvest it, maybe take it out now. Maybe some of you out, so you need a little extra money, you're afraid to burn down your account because you've seen your account values drop in a stock market that's dropping perhaps. Well, just turn on the dividends. And if you don't have a dividend portfolio, Alex, the two things to look for, as you just asked me, number one, look at the account values. And number two, are we getting more shares of stock? If you are, maybe turn off the dividend to reinvest and take out the dividends. But this is really, really another way to help kind of fight for inflation or fight it off the best we can. And I think this is really, really important for those of us that are worried about your portfolio dropping.
And Scott, we can't predict the future. That's just how it is. In the pandemic, inflation. I mean, the only thing we can predict is that things are going to be unpredictable. And it's a little uncomfortable because people want to know what's coming next. But really, Scott, it's just important to know that there's going to be things coming your way. Maybe it's in your personal life. Maybe it's global. Who knows? But there are going to be things that happen that maybe make things more difficult, or at least are challenges that you didn't foresee. And so it is important, though, to have people in your corner that know what they're doing, been through this before. And, it's just the kind of thing that you don't want to assume anything. These are important decisions. And there's a lot to consider.
There's a lot going on right now. There's no doubt there's a lot to consider. I mean, you buy a bottle of wine, it's $100 bottle of wine, and the cheese costs $5. Pretty soon you can't have the cheese. And then the wine goes up to $105, $105. Well, your money's being eroding with inflation. So again, like you say, we can see it. If anybody can't see it, they've got blinders on, and that needs to be really, really discussed.
And Scott, how can people get a hold of you? They have questions. I know you're somebody who can be a resource for folks.
They're free to give our studios a call anytime. Bonnie, Sally, Patty, George, they can make sure they get a hold of somebody here. You've got a great staff. But if you've got questions, I'm sure we have answers for you, or try to do our best. 609-488-4646. Really easy phone number. We have it. By the way, that's our website, 609-488-4646. If you put .com, you'll go right to our website. That could be helpful for people if they want to take a look at our firm. Maybe you're new in the area. Maybe you just moved down. The pandemic you brought up a little earlier in the show. People were moving out of North Jersey, out of Philadelphia, out of New York, and coming down to the beautiful, beautiful Jersey Shore right down here in our backyard, the Long Beach Island, and of course, a beautiful area. 609-488-46. I'd love to help you.
Workshops, educational opportunities. If I'm somebody, I hear you talking about holding these, how could I look at that calendar or get involved if I wanted to attend one of those?
Well, that's amazing. You said that as our website is up there at our phone numbers I mentioned, 609-488-4646. But it goes right to our website. And we do hold several different workshops, and they should be placed there. Or perhaps the best person, if you want to know the most upcoming workshop, whether it's a whatever education workshop we're doing, whether it's a Zoom, which I don't like. I'd love to see people's beautiful smiling faces.
Of course.
Or you can actually come to our workshops, live workshops. You want to ask for Bonnie. Bonnie is helping me out. She handles all the client relationships, our meetings, whether it's one-on-one or in a group session. I think people love to come out, sit down, understand, whether it's a wine and cheese party we have at our office we used to have before pre-COVID, or maybe we just have it at the library. You can check our website out for the events. And if they're not on there on the events, you just simply get in touch with Bonnie at our office.
Easily accessible. And Bonnie, a great resource for you and a great person there to lead you in the right direction if you need any extra assistance as you kind of start navigating there. We're talking about educating people and answering questions. But I know another thing that's important, Scott, and you mentioned, is getting that maybe second or third opinion also. So maybe you have a current advisor, somebody that you're working with, but just getting some different eyes and ears on a situation can be helpful.
It would. I think one thing is, you know, you don't know what you don't know, which in my book I talked about in The Three Blind Mice, and I'd love to get that in anybody's hands. They pop by their office. But I think what I found is, I guarantee if you had a stomach ache, which a client of ours did have, and they kept putting it off, and doctor said, take this medication, 6 months later, they've got cancer throughout their entire body because they didn't get a second opinion, but it was the same problem. Well, I'm not saying that I want anybody to have cancer. That's how both my parents passed away. But financial cancer can be as disastrous as ever when you can't afford things and you have to. Lifestyle changes. I think this is why it's critical. You get a second, maybe a third opinion. This is why I think anybody, Alex, anybody that comes into a financial advisor's office and does business for the first time right off the bat, or goes to the bank and does business, yeah, take the money. I think I call it down in Southern language, double dumb. It'd be like Colonel Sanders babysitting your pet chicken because, frankly, you need to understand everything that's going on. And if they take more time focusing on getting your money, not focusing on the full person, on holistically, not simplistically, you're in trouble. So you definitely need a second or third opinion. I can tell you that's critical, whether it's financial or health or anything. I think it's really important.
To get answers to your questions, 609-488-4646. More Financial Insanity with Scott McLean coming up.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609
888-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Scott speaks about savings down by the seashore.
Oh, man, that's great. That's great.
Back to Financial Insanity with Scott McClain and co-host Alex Dingman.
Two out of three men underestimate life expectancy of the average 65-year-old man. Half of women underestimate the life expectancy of the average 65-year-old woman. Might not seem like a huge deal if you can't get a trivia question right on life expectancy, but can mean a big problem when you start to factor in the dollars, Scott.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about life expectancy before COVID was 78 years, 79 years old, and current expectancy, I think it was 2021, was 72, almost 73. And so if you go back a time, this Adam and Eve deal, I think the curse was women are going to outlive men usually. I don't know if that's part of the Bible or not, but I do know is life expectancy. We're living a little bit longer than we used to. And when you live a little bit longer, you want to make sure you don't run out of money before you run out of life. And that's a big, big concern.
Scott, what's really the impact here? We underestimate our lifespan. Why can that be such a big deal?
In my family, versus other families, I like to find out how, which isn't a real science, but in my family, the grandpa, grandma died at 84 and 86. My mom and dad passed away at 74 and 75. But of course, in those generations, they smoke a lot and they drank a lot. So I tried to stay away from that. I love life. Of course, we don't know how long we're going to live. When you tier that up with your investments, they call it the rule of four. How long will your money last? You figure $100,000 at 4%, $4,000 a year. You look at numbers and pensions, pension options. I like to tie that in to life expectancy. Example, a husband and wife, they both get Social Security. But what if one passes away? Well, they get the higher of the two, but there's a big piece that just got lost in their budget. Life expectancy. Does that mean you got to move in with your kids? Or maybe your kids move in with you? Life expectancy. So this needs to be put in the calculations of financial planning, especially when you're choosing your pension options. I don't know if that's where you want me to go, Alex, but I'm just thinking about life expectancy. We're living a lot longer than we used to. They got all sorts of medicines out there, new stuff to keep us around. They give us new $6 million man. Many of you are $6 million men, $6 million women with the new knees, new shoulders, new hearts, new new parts. I guess that world came alive. But the longer we live, the more we're going to burn down our cash, which is why in the financial world, Alex, thinking about life expectancy, living on the I versus the G, the I, income producing assets that will give you a nice something you can bank on the first of the month is a check shows up in your mailbox or perhaps now automatically in your checking account. But the G, the growth equals shrinkage. Sorry, can we depend on that? And so I think life expectancy has a lot to do about your financial planning in light of my family. They died young, but what if I lived to 100? Did I plan that? And so I think that's really, really critical. Matter of fact, I remember taking a test on the on FINRA and of course the SEC when you get your testing and they say, what's the life expectancy? How should you plan? Now they're saying about 100 to 105. So even though none of my family lived that long, that could be really, really an amazing number. Life expectancy. What happens if your spouse passes? What does your numbers look like? Did they keep the pension, not the pension? We're living a lot longer these days. And one mistake could really affect your lifestyle.
Scott McClain, McClain Tax Advisory, 609-488-4646. If you have questions, Scott can try to answer those. And we talked a lot about inflation last segment. Retirement could last 20, 30 years. What's going to happen with the inflation over that time?
Look at Venezuela. Venezuela got destroyed. If you go about inflation, it not only reduces the nest egg very rapidly, it also eats away at your current savings very rapidly. And I think what people don't understand, they do understand that, I think people now, but the younger generation, and I say my age is 60 plus, but you take a kid today that's 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, they don't understand that. They will later on in life. Great teaching tool. We spoke about one of our segments we spoke about in our radio shows is it's a great teaching tool for the kids right now, even though maybe you're fighting through it. And you think about the value of a dollar. Look at the price of these daggum cars. These used cars are more money. If you have a leased car, you know this, Alex, if you have a leased car with inflation, you're turning the car back in. They're like, they want your car. They're going to beg for you to take it back. Inflation. Inflation has a way of really hitting it. And then, of course, our last thing we just spoke about, if we're living a lot longer, it could be really disastrous. I don't know if that answers your question or not, Alex, but I think people know that for life. And that's why people need to really pay attention, as we spoke about, to the bottom line of their investments and how can they preserve them, living on the income versus the growth. And that's why I think when people, they call us all the time, ask questions, or they come in, our clients, we need to pay attention to that more and more often. And it's not like putting your finger in the dike because another one's going to pop out. Another hole is going to pop out. This is not a set it and forget it, pocket opil type of deal. This is important when we talk about this area.
And Scott, look at how much your parents paid for their first house versus how much it would be for you to get a new truck today.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about unexpected things that happen a little earlier. When you asked me some questions, I'm thinking about the truck. Denise and Maggie are coming back, my wife and daughter, from Ocala, from competing in the World Equestrian Center. And they're coming back April to, I think it was 2022. They're coming back. And I think you saw some pictures where the wheel of a car from the other side of the 295 Beltway in Virginia flew off the car. They're going one way. My daughter and wife are heading north. Thank goodness my daughter was driving, slouching down in the truck, and the wheel hit the windshield and ripped off the entire roof of my 3500 Ram. Mm. Now, if you see pictures, that's unexpected. What if God took them home? Well, I know they're going to heaven. I have no doubt about that. 1 John 5:13 is real clear on that. I'm okay with that. The concern to me was the unexpected challenges. You know, that new truck, they gave me all my money back. I paid for the truck. But these new trucks, I'm going to wait. they're so expensive.
Yeah.
Frankly, the price of a truck today is the price of my first house in Ocean Gate, New Jersey, where I paid $42,500. It was a duplex. And I was just praying the tenant above us would pay their bill to help me pay my 13.5% mortgage, interest rate mortgage. So that consumer price index, keep your eye on that deal because that's a good measure of inflation.
Scott, how can we create an inflation-adjusted spending plan for our retirement?
That's a great question.
Isn't
it? If you're looking at that now, I think number one is the biggest cuss word I have ever heard when it comes to finance is the B word, the budget.
Yep.
Really, nobody, if you're making fat money, you're doing real well, you're rolling and doing and you're just doing wonder, and then all of a sudden you retire and now you're on a fixed budget. My goodness, I want the people I work with, I'd love them to do a budget 6 months before they retire and practice on that. Because if you're living, let's say, on $70,000 a year, and now you're on a fixed budget living on $40,000 a year, it's a lot of money, let alone having to turn the engine off from working, getting up at 5 in the morning and getting home at 5 at night. If those, some of you guys that work like I do, well, that engine gets turned off. A lot of things are challenging in life. So the first thing, Alex, is the budget. The second thing is, how are you pulling money out of your investments to make the difference? Which is, do you take Social Security now? Some I get a lot of questions out of almost 570 different ways to take Social Security. Way number one versus the second way could be over $100,000 over a lifetime by choosing the wrong option. So paying attention to Social Security. And then on top of that, how do you look at this? Well, your pension options. Are you doing the pension optimization? People call us at our studios if they want. If you're having a pension, you're about to choose a pension. If you want to give our a shout at our radio station about your pension options, 609-488-4646. Because those pension options could really throw you off. And when you tier the pension options, when you're fighting inflation with Social Security, again, another challenge. So if you have that, I'd love to try to help anybody listening right now, 609-488-4646. We can guide you through that quagmire of just so many decisions. And then when you tier it up with your own personal IRAs or your 401ks, 403bs, along with your savings, again, it goes back to the cuss word. What was that cuss word?
Budget. Yep.
The budget. So
nobody wants to hear
so
that.
I think, Alex, I don't mean to be so simplistic. It goes back to keeping things simple. But at this time, pay attention to the bottom line. Pay attention to the units of shares of investments you have. Pay attention to the cost of living, which you're doing that. And it's going up so rapidly, as it did in other countries. And people never thought it would. This is why it's so practical and very important to talk about it, at least on a yearly basis with your advisor. If you've got an advisor out there, hopefully he or she's bringing this up to you and not waiting for you to bring it up to them. But, you know, bring it up anywhere. They need to ask those questions. That's important.
Well, Scott, and you don't want to have those three blind mice. You're somebody. Well, not to be, you know, funny necessarily, I do realize, dropping that in there, but that,
right.
Heck, you're somebody who knows these different areas and you can speak to these different concerns. And so it's not just inflation. There's other things that people got to be concerned about or considering as they're looking into retirement. And I think that you have a good idea of what those different things are and how you can kind of guide someone through those different steps.
Yeah, I actually put in our if you've got our book, if you'd like to make sure you get a hold of it, I'd love to help you with that. I talk about inflation on trap number three. We spoke about that a while back, and that's page. If you got the book with you, you might want to pull it out. If you've been here, I know a lot of people have been here. We were the number seven top Amazon hit in when COVID came out. I couldn't do that. Nice tour. But then we spoke about in trap number five, which is really, really important, is, of course, I call the three blind mice misses by miles. These are mistakes when people plan for their retirement and they really don't look over maybe history, how history can repeat itself more often than not. Could this, the time we're in right now, be the third drop? Usually in the market over 200 years of market history, there's three or more drops in a cycle. The third is the worst. We haven't had the third, and I surely don't want the third. But when we look at the cycles of time, I put on page 97. If you got the book, definitely get a hold. By the way, I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but if they want that, we can email them a copy of these chapters, Alex, if they want. No cost, no obligation. I'll be happy to do that. Actually, I just said Bonnie would be happy to do that. I'll just tell her what to do. But I think these are great historical lessons you can learn on inflation, the mouse traps, and the hidden costs that can really rob you blind. I call it mouse trap number six, the hidden costs that could rob you blind. I think that's really important. So if anybody would like to get a hold of that, I'd definitely make it available, 609-488-4646, no cost, no obligation. I'm not trying to sell anything. I want you to, as I said in every one of our workshops, I want you to be informed. And then being informed is one thing, but when you're informed, you need to do one more thing. That's called take action. But if you don't take action, it's almost like a deer in the headlights, and then you're going to end up in a wreck.
Final segment with Scott McClain coming up. That number again, 609-488-4646. If you have questions for Scott, you can also visit his website, 609-488-4646.com.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Retirement planning, investment planning is a two-way street. It's got to meet. I need to understand the good, bad, and ugly you've been through so we can avoid those issues. This, to me, is very important.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Scott, like you know, retirees face a lot of choices when they get into retirement. It can be hard to make the financial decisions, the final ones, and there's a lot of them. And, well, there's going to be questions of what you're going to do, when you're going to do it. Also, tough financial questions as well. It's kind of like the longest game of would you rather that you're ever going to play. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean. The number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. All right, first big question here, Scott. Would you rather never be stuck in traffic again or never get another cold?
Never get another cold because I don't travel that much, and if I do, I'm expecting it. So colds kind of make me slow down. And I don't like, that's worse than slowing down the car, because I know there's an ending sight with that. I don't know if there's an ending sight with cold. So
yeah,
cold it is, baby.
There it is. That's a wise choice. All right. So when you're thinking about your own retirement, would you rather have coffee in the peace and quiet of your patio every morning or coffee with your closest friends at the coffee shop? What's it look like for you?
I like being by myself in the morning. It's nice and quiet, but I do love being around people. And when I was thinking about something like this, and you know, I'm out by myself, my family's down in Ocala, they're enjoying the horse competitions, I like being by myself. I can just think. But I went out to eat. I went by myself and had a lunch. So I guess it is. I don't know how to answer that question, Alex.
Yeah.
Is it every day? Well, probably I would like to be by myself, but every now and then I just want to be around people. I love people, love watching people.
Yeah. Well, and it's just something to think about, right?
Hard.
Because, well, you transition into retirement and that might be your reality, you know, and maybe that didn't sound like a huge dilemma, but that could be the question that's posed.
Am I drinking this
by myself? Am I going out to be social? And so it's just the different things that maybe you didn't think about beforehand. And now these are definitely some issues that you're going to work out with having all that time. Yeah, absolutely.
It does affect your wallet, because if you're going to go out to eat a lot, because, you know, this COVID, I had this conversation with some families, and this COVID really really affected their children.
Yeah.
Because the kids, one child had to stay at home, and here it is a year later, and they saw that. This guy is very, very well off, and we were very, very close, and I just see... Yeah, we need that stimulation. That's what we are. We're like a pack of horses. We have to be together with others. And so, but we also need that down and quiet time. This is really important. And when you get stuck in that igloo, for those of you listening, right, maybe you didn't make the financial decisions because you're afraid to make them. Maybe your husband passed away. Maybe your wife passed away, and you're afraid to make a decision a year later. Boy, now is not the time to put your head in the sand because your vitals are exposed. Don't do that. Get some advice. And again, this is a very simple, not a simple question. Actually, it's a hard question, but get around people that have been around in the business long enough that can help guide you to make smart decisions. Because you know what? Life has so much to give. We're so blessed to have what we have. And we're thankful to the God above to giving us everything we have. And being, whether it's quiet by ourselves with other people, this is a blessing that we can choose. But be hiding yourself, not good.
Scott, how could people get a hold of you?
If you want to get a hold of me, I'd love to hear from you. 609-488-4646. Give me a call. Write down your questions. Make our time valuable. No cost, no obligation. I'll make time for you. Just ask for Bonnie at 609-488-4646. She handles my schedule. We are busy as a beaver, but I'd love to talk to the audience, and we're getting a lot of questions. I think, Alex, you might have some questions later on in our segments that people have questions, we can try to answer them later on.
Absolutely. Always great to send those in. Bonnie is fantastic. 609-488-4646. Playing Would You Rather today on Financial Insanity. And one last one here for you, Scott. Would you rather create a legacy and estate plan or have your family sort of kind of figure everything out after you're gone?
We want to create an estate plan. That's easy. There's nothing worse than the crows and the clowns showing up at the funeral. There's nothing worse than not having planned out. And so that is the solid answer for anybody who comes in with me, Alex. That's frankly how I start the conversation. I just want to know, hey, tell me, where all these goodies that you've just saved up, where they go? Oh, it goes to my wife. It goes to my husband. Okay, then what? My kids. How's it going to go there? Equally, what happens if a kid dies? Why are you asking those questions, Scott? And I can get that over and over because the money that you've worked so diligently, so hard, you fought, you scrapped, you clawed, you went to bed at night, some of you, when you were younger and you maybe cried because their money wasn't coming in, you couldn't meet ends meet, and here you are now in a better position. The no planning, disaster.
Well, and Scott, we talked about overlooking the impact of taxes in retirement. This is another thing that people often overlook, and you can see why. You know, it's painful to talk about some of this stuff, but you know, you just have to. And it's the kind of thing where they can come into you and you can help have that conversation in an effective and efficient way.
Well, the neat thing about coming in and meeting with somebody, whether it's in person or over the phone, Alex, is that, you know, I'm not in your world. For those of you listening, I'm not in your world. I can hear what's going on, but as a third party out of your world, you're going to get some sound advice for over 40 plus years in this industry of maybe what things you can do and what you can look at. I don't dictate or tell people what to do unless it's really off color. But I want to make sure that if you're planning for your retirement, when money lasts a good long time, you look at your estate, you look at your taxes, there are some things that you need to do immediately. Now, if you don't, that's up to you. It's almost like if you had a sickness and a cold, doctor prescribes some medication, you're the first one down the drugstore. You're going to buy that daggum pills and those medication, you're grabbing a bottle of water and you're popping the water and the pills as soon as you get them. Well, this is where you need to take action. And most problems come from the word procrastination, putting it off to the last minute. And as we spoke about earlier, if you were to pass away and they did no planning, the crows and the clowns, they're going to show up and try to get a piece of your money that they don't deserve. Plan now. Don't put this off.
That's no way to talk about your in-laws, Scott. 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. Final message for the folks today, Scott.
Right now, procrastination, as I mentioned a second ago, it's a habit for many people. It's like going to the dentist. And you know you have to have that tooth pulled, but that nagging pain. And until that pain gets sharp enough, you get taken care of. But those of you, don't wait till the pain gets too strong. Put a game plan in place. Put a strategic proposal, a strategic plot, or a plan together for your significant other, if you have one, your children, your wife, your husband. Put it down. Because there's nothing worse than if something were to happen to you, something happened to your spouse, something happened to your kids, what's the next step? Get some help. I'm here for you. You know, we've been doing these radio shows with WBNJ for so many years. We love being a sponsor of them, and obviously speaking to them often, I can tell you the time we spend together via the phone, which is why we've been on this radio show and station for many, many years, we can help you. 609-488-4646. This is Scott McClain. I'd love to help you, guide you. And by the way, if I can't, you know, I've been here since 1979. I know a lot of people that if I can't guide you, I can send you those people that I know that are reliable, that are honest, that are fair, that will not take advantage of anybody. I can tell you that for sure.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, and we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing or McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.